With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Australians still in shock over that shooting rampage on a beach. 15 dead, more than 40 wounded. Correspondent Phil Mercer has more information on the two gunmen.
We understand that the father and the son were holding out in a rented house in a suburb in Sydney in preparation for this attack with six legally held firearms. The older man was shot dead. His 24-year-old son, he was critically injured and he's in hospital. We know that the father arrived in Australia on a student visa in the late 1990s. We don't know too much more, but we do know that his son was investigated by the authorities in 2019 and was deemed not to be a threat at that time. So I would imagine all of these details will be revisited.
Authorities are still searching for the person seen in a video walking away from the Brown University shooting that left two students dead, nine more wounded. Officials say they released a person of interest, finding no reason to keep him in custody. Authorities say the younger son of Rob Reiner still in jail for what investigators believe was the fatal stabbing of Reiner, his wife Michelle, 32-year-old Nick Reiner being held without bail. LAPD Police Chief Jim McDonald describes the timeline of the murders.
December 14th, about 3:40 in the afternoon, LAPD responded to a residence, the residence of Rob and Michelle Reiner, located in West Los Angeles Division. At that location, they found two deceased adults, a male and a female. Through the night, working with the coroner's office, they were able to identify them definitively as Rob and Michelle Reiner.
And this is SRN News. Young men today are worried about pornography.
They are the primary consumers of the product, but maybe they'd rather not be. A new poll from the American Enterprise Institute finds that 64% of men between the ages of 18 and 24 favor making online porn harder to access. And that's up 20 points from just 4 years ago. In fact, America's young men are more likely to want restrictions on pornography than their elders. Michael Harrington reporting.
A growing number of European countries boycotting the annual Eurovision Song Contest because Israel is participating. Iceland, the latest to pull out, following in the footsteps of Ireland, Spain, the Netherlands, and several others. The Israeli Public Broadcasting Company, which will air the contest, says a boycott may begin today with Israel, but no one knows where it will end. This is SRN News. In Virginia, Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin leaving office next month says he'll be focusing on his work as governor and is not getting distracted by a political future. Here's Bernie Bennett with the story.
Youngkin won a competitive race for governor in 2021 by keeping hard-right Republicans energized while courting swing voters. Pundits added Youngkin's name to a list of presidential prospects for a post-Donald Trump Republican Party. Now Republicans and Democrats are debating whether Youngkin can still be the GOP's next presidential nominee following Republican statewide losses last month. With President Trump back in the White House, Youngkin has been a stalwart supporter. He embraced the administration's cuts to the federal workforce and other programs, despite its unpopularity among many Virginians. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Trump administration says the White House ballroom construction project will continue, but a group claims the building project needs approval from Congress. More details, SRNNews.com.